And on the line now, I have our friend Anita McGill from Citizens Information. Good morning, Anita.
Hello, John.
We're going to talk about the back-to-school footwear and clothing allowance.
Yes. So the back-to-school clothing and footwear allowance helps families meet the cost of uniforms and footwear for children going to school. The scheme is open for application from 21st June 2021 to 30th September 2021. It is paid automatically to many families. If you're paid automatically, you don't have to apply for the scheme. You will get a letter before 21st June to let you know that you will be paid automatically. If you do not get a letter by 21st June, you must apply for the back-to-school clothing and footwear allowance online. You may qualify for the back-to-school clothing and footwear allowance if you are getting a social welfare payment, including working family payment, back-to-work family dividend, and COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment, or health service executive payment, or you are taking part in approved employment scheme or back-to-work scheme, taking part in a recognised education or training course, or getting a daily expenses allowance, formerly called direct provision allowance, for a child in education or for yourself if you are aged between 18 and 22 and returning to full-time second level education, or if you're involved in an area partnership scheme or attending a further education and training course. Your child must be aged between 4 and 17 on 30 September. If they're aged 18 and 22, they must be returning to the full-time second level education. You will have to meet the income level as well, but in general, you must be getting an increase for qualified child with your payment. There are some exceptions to this. For example, you may be getting a qualified payment, but you are not getting an increase for your child because the rules of the scheme do not provide for child payment, maternity benefit, adoptive benefit, and the COVID-19 pandemic and employment payment are examples. You cannot claim back-to-school clothing and footwear allowance for a child who is not resident in the state. Please know that if you have applied for social welfare payment or have appealed a decision not to award you a social welfare payment and are waiting for a decision on your application, you should apply for the back-to-school clothing and footwear allowance before the scheme closes. Your entitlement to the scheme will be decided when you get a decision on your application or appeal. To qualify for the back-to-school clothing and footwear allowance, your total household income must be less than the amount set by the scheme. The weekly income limits differ between couples and lone parents. For example, weekly income limit for a couple with one child is €608.70, and with two children it is €653.70. Weekly income limits for lone parents with one child is €443.30, and with two children it is €488.30. The income limit is increased by €45 for each additional dependent child. Please know that any income you get from child benefits, rent supplement, working family payment, guardian payment, blind welfare allowance, rehabilitation training allowance, rehabilitative employment up to €120 per week, the maternity care allowance, mobility allowance and the housing assistance payment is not counted. In 2021, the allowance paid for each eligible child aged 4 to 11 on 30 September 2021 is €150. And in 2021, the allowance paid for each eligible child aged 12 to 22 on 30 September 2021 is €275. As I mentioned before, back-to-school clothing and footwear allowance scheme is open for applications from the 21st June 2021 to 30th September of 2021. And if you do not receive a letter before 21st June to let you know that you will be paid automatically, you must apply online using mywelfare.ie. If you are unhappy with a decision on your application, you should send a letter to the Back to School Clothing and Footwear Allowance Review section setting out why you are not happy with the decision and asking that the claim be reviewed. You should request a review within 21 days of getting your decision. In line with government guidance, Citizens Information face-to-face service is not open or present. However, we are continuing to provide a service via phone and email. Clients still can contact us on 0761078190 with their query. That's 0761078190. Lots of information you can find on our website, which is www.citizensinformation.ie, and there's a contact form you can fill out there to request a call back from an information provider.
Okay, that's it, yeah?
That's it. That's basically the payment. The main thing is really to remember that it is only open for a limited time, so it's from 21st of June to 30th of September. You must make your application within that time. They could take a bit longer to make a decision and come back to you, but your application has to be going in within that time frame. And as I said, the clients who received the payment previously, they should receive the payment, the letter stating the same, by the 21st of June. If you don't receive the letter, it could be lost in post, but to be on a safe side, we would advise to either contact the department or apply.
Yeah, and things are a bit crazy still with all this COVID-19 restrictions.
And unfortunately, yes, and the department, also some of the employees are still working from remotely, so there could be delays in processing your claim. But your job is to make sure that the application is in there between the time of 21st of June and 30th of September.
Okay, Anita, thanks very much for that. And we'll be talking to Citizens Information again next week. And as you said, you can be contacted on 0761 078190.
Yes.
Okay, Anita, listen, thank you. Talk again.
Thanks very much, John.
Thank you.
Take care.
See you, Anita. Bye.
Bye-bye.